plant of Led Zeppelin is 75 years old, and Don King is 83 years old.
I can't believe that.
Can somebody do something with that hair? 623-9499. Today is Be Kind to Mankind, going on all this week, all the way through the end of the month. Lee Thompson Young, main character from Disney, famous Jet Jackson. Mm-hmm. Most recently was on a couple other shows. Apparently died of suicide.
Saw that, man.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
29 years old.
Wow.
Way too young. Way too young. And a new report says half of all American homes are paid for in cash. You know, it's not possible everywhere, but sometimes in Detroit, the realtor can sell a home and actually break a 20. I mean, it's fantastic. 6:32, P of the Breakfast Club, Country Giant 94.9, reminding you about Domino's, the official pizza of B and the Breakfast Club. They have their own app now where you can go and download and order your pizza right there from your app. Tell you what, they got a special right now, the large triples. It's the three large one-topping pizzas for $8.88 when you order three. And don't forget about the green chili. They have teamed up with Bueno Chili, and they have the New Mexico Feast. It's a large pizza, green chili, pepperoni, ground beef, $13.99. Order today at Domino's.com. Hey, morning. How you doing? Where are you calling from?
Calling from this West Texas oil patch, bro.
I hear you. So we're talking about drug addiction.
Yeah, you know, but yeah, I never was an addict, I don't guess. I run across country for 25, 26 years and took them old pills and smoked dope and acted like I had good sense for many, many, many miles. And just, you know, by the grace of God, I'm still here and didn't go to harder stuff. I probably smoked a round bale at marijuana, but, you know, it's just some of that old stuff. I mean, you know, they say the good old days. Well, them was the old days. I don't know how good they was.
Yeah, you're right about that, but.
Hey, I got a piece of trivia for you. Talking about Nolan Ryan throwing that 100-mile-an-hour fastball?
Sure.
Who was batting when he did that?
I don't know. Tom?
Johnny Bench?
Yeah, have old Tom, you know, he don't do nothing. Have him look that up. So.
Tom said Johnny Bench.
No, it was wasn't Johnny Bench. It was somebody who was a 6 or 7 year major leaguer. He just barely missed getting a retirement thing. I worked with him in Waco for a while, but I looked it up when he told me, and it's true. Lee Richards.
Oh yeah,
Lee Richards. He was an outfielder for somebody out in Milwaukee or something. Well, I don't know.
Nolan played for the Mets. He played for the Angels. He played for the Astros, and he wound up his career playing for the Rangers. So yeah. 1974, he was probably playing for California.
He was playing for California when he threw that 100-mile-an-hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, how many no hitters did he have?
I think he got seven.
That's correct. You go, boy.
Hey, this guy knows his trivia. He'll come up with all these facts, but he can't remember to pay his taxes. It's amazing. It is amazing.
He can't remember to marry his best friend, neither, bless his
yeah,
heart.
You got, yeah, exactly. Bless his heart. Hey, you take it easy. Have a great day.
Thanks. Have a good one,
brother. All right, 623-9499. We're going to talk about Amazon's website. Went down yesterday. We'll talk about that. And my checking account got hacked.
Uh-oh.
So we'll talk about that.
Wow, B. You did not have a good day, did you?
Yesterday was a cruddy day. And I woke up this morning in a cruddy mood, too. Talking about drug addiction, and the goal this morning is that we reach kids that are listening to the radio on the way to school. I want to hear about drug addiction. 623-9499. Maybe you lived through it. Maybe it was somebody in your, maybe it was your husband or your wife, or maybe it was one of your kids. And, you know, this is the opportunity to reach out and talk to somebody this morning. 623-9499. Don't forget Castle Rentals, big screens, recliners, barbecue pits, also washers and dryers. They have it all. Talk to them today. Buy, rent to own, and 90-day payment plans. Castle Rentals, 2616 West Main, Artesia. High today, 97, 69 tonight, 95 tomorrow. The rest of the week looks like it's going to be warm. Maybe Friday, a pretty decent chance. Hey, morning. How you doing? Where are you calling from?
How's that?
All right, talk to me.
When I was about 17, 18 years old, I moved to Arizona. got hooked on meth, ice, glass, and all that. And I stayed high for about 3 months straight. Almost died because of it. Came back. The thing that made me change my ways is when my dad seen me, and, you know, he didn't say much, but I just felt his heart dropping. You know, after that, I changed my ways.
As a father, as a father of twin boys who at times are a little rambunctious, bit of hellraisers, and, you know, I was to a certain degree, too. My biggest fear is that they take that step.
He didn't have to say much. You know, he already knew what was going on, and, you know, he's done it, and, you know, he's done similar stuff. So instead of really getting on to me, he just opened his arms and took me back.
There you go.
And today, you know, he's been gone for about 3 years already. So, but he went away knowing that I was free and, you know, worry-free.
Hey, good story, brother. Good story. So you got family now, kids and all that stuff?
Two kids, a wife, and doing good.
Yeah. See? That's what it's all about.
Let me ask you, how were you able, because meth is one of those narcotics that when I was speaking to the counselors yesterday, 9 out of 10 people get hooked on it, don't ever get off of it. How were you able to get off of it?
You know, God and my family, you know, that's the biggest thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you get some rehab for it?
No, I just stopped and went to church. You know, I have 18 uncles and aunts, two aunts and 16 uncles, and they're all preachers. So,
yeah, that sounds like some tough love. Come here, knucklehead. Pow, pow, pow.
Yeah.
So, I appreciate you, brother.
All right.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Yes, sir.
All right, 19 minutes away from 7 o'clock at number 623-9499. Did you hear Maria Sharapova is changing her name? Well, I'll tell you, coming up in a second, and Amazon got hit yesterday by hackers. No word if they're hackers or if they were terrorists, but for about an hour and a half Monday, their site was down, and they don't know if it was due to a cyber attack or hackers or terrorists, but it could have been the deal of the week, 50% off the list price of Star Trek's original series and Blu-ray. Who knows? I mean, those Star Trek people are crazy.
Right.
Sports coming up next. Morning, how you doing? Where are you calling from?
I'm Roswell.
All right, talk to me this morning.
Talking about the topic thing, the drug abuse.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm little. I'm 14. My dad.
Go ahead.
Oh, he did drugs since I was 2.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And we're pretty sure he's clean now. I get to see him and Sebastian.
Yeah, how does that affect a kid?
It's hard. It's
and you know it sometimes it affects kids in the wrong way where they emulate their parents, meaning they want to do what their dad did or their mom.
No. Mm-mm.
So, but it had an adverse effect on you because you look at it and say, I never want to do that stuff.
Yeah.
Good for you.
He lost his family and all that stuff.
So he lost his family?
Mm. Yeah. He lives in Texas now, so he's far away from me and stuff.
So is it was it a violent type deal? Or because sometimes with drug addiction comes violence.
Yeah.
When he left when we were, like, 2.
Right.
Like, when I was 2. He quit coming around as much. And then when my little brother was born, he's 9 now. And he hasn't really came around much. And then this past year or so, he says some mean stuff.
Yeah.
Like, over the phone, because I don't really get to see him.
Well, sometimes as adults, we say stupid stuff.
Yeah.
But you know what? You sound like you have a great head on your shoulders, and it sounds like you're going in the right direction. So keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
Hey, I appreciate you. Have a great day today.
You too.
All right, 6:44. Sports coming up next. Chase. All right, 7:10 P in the Breakfast Club, Country Giant 94.9 this morning, talking about drug addiction. Mm-hmm. Our number is 623-9499. Let's get updated with the weather forecast being brought to you by Aberkey Dever. Abracadabra, here's their number, 317-6899 on call 24-7. Lock your keys out of your house, out of your car. Give them a call. Abracadabra, 97 the high today. It's going to be a hot one. 69 tonight, 10% chance of the wet stuff. Sunny for your Wednesday and about 95. Cooling off a little bit for Friday and Saturday. Five-day forecast, you can find that at KBIMradio.com.
Cloud cover of clear but cool out there. 41 right now. Denver City checks in. Clear skies in 62, and it is 70 and clear here at the Country Giants.
All right, looks like Illinois is going to stop handing out driver's licenses for the disabled. So major change in the way they do things in Illinois. So drivers with disabilities, don't expect any special parking spots. They're not; those aren't going to be free. Then maybe in the future they'll start charging for those, but they're not going to be free. Wait a second, I'm handicapped.
Right.
So Illinois has done away with that. And veteran actor Dick Van Dyke survives a car fire without apparent injury. He's 87 years old, driving a Jaguar. California Highway Patrol says that Dick Van Dyke was in the car, and all of a sudden they caught on fire. Dick Van Dyke is okay. He's 87 years old. Morning, how are you doing? Where are you calling from?
Call's bad.
All right, this morning we're talking about drug addiction. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just calling to... I disagree with that caller a minute ago about the choices thing with drug addiction. It ain't a choice. It's a disease. With the disease, you don't have a choice. Sometimes the disease of addiction, it overruns you. I don't believe that choice thing. It's an imbalance in your head, and sometimes you don't have a choice. Sometimes you're born with it.
Well, that's interesting, B, because one of the counselors when I spoke with yesterday said it's called a genetic predisposed EPA genetic. That means that the environment that you're in can expose you to these drugs and alcohol. Now, you may not necessarily partake of it, but it's there and it's prevalent.
Well, let me ask you something, I don't know. 70 years ago, we didn't have the same drug addiction that we have today.
Mm-hmm. You know, I saved myself from the disease of alcohol with the disease of meth for a long time, mm-hmm. and it, you know, it's just a weird imbalance that runs through an addict's head.
So how did you beat it?
Well, I finally reached my bottom, and it took a lot. They took my kids away, and it was a long battle to get them back, and. You know, and I've been clean since the day they took my son away from me, and and I look at him every day, and that's he saves my life every day because I just remember that one moment.
Yeah, why did you decide to even try drugs in the first place?
It's probably just a crowd thing, just friends doing it, and just the curiosity of it all.
And so meth, from the first time you did it, were you always looking for that same original high?
No, not. I mean, I'm just one of the people probably can tell you every single time I did it in the 6 years that I was hooked on it, I never enjoyed it one moment, so I never was looking for that same high. I just couldn't stop.
Yeah, I hear that from a lot of people. Well, I'm glad you're clean. And I'm glad, the family is good. And that's the most important because drug addiction just rips families apart, just tears them apart. And not only that, it affects kids in a terrible way. So,
yes, it does.
I mean, I, there are a couple people I like just to punch in the nose right now. I'm serious. I just like to punch them in the nose because... They continue to keep doing the same thing, and it's affected their kids and still affects their kids. I just like to punch them in the nose.
It is a tragedy.
So, hey, I appreciate you sharing with us this morning.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you. All right, 623-9499, more calls coming up next.